The forecast for the Midwest today continues to look a little bit on the wet side for next week. It's actually a lot on the wet side, and we will see harvest delays becoming more generalized next week as the storm system that's been on the charts for the past few days continues to work its way towards fruition. And I will look for this system to begin to evolve during the early part of next week, and early indications suggest that the system will likely begin in the western Corn Belt, perhaps as we move from Monday into Tuesday. Most of the precipitation that occurs initially in the western Corn Belt is expected to be rather light and not have a huge impact to start with, but it doesn't take much rain to set the stage for some field working delays, and we will be seeing that. This event will have enough cool air associated with it that some of the precipitation in the western Corn Belt will occur as snow, and it will most likely be in the northwestern Corn Belt where we see most of that take place. Over the weekend, we will see relatively dry conditions, and that will be good for harvest progress across the Midwest, and producers will likely be encouraged to work as aggressively as possible because of the wetter bias that is likely to be present next week. The wetter conditions will likely be most significant in the central and eastern portions of the Midwest, with the northwestern Corn Belt probably having the least amount of interruption from new precipitation. With that said, everybody will be impacted at one time or another. And like I said, late Monday into Tuesday, the western Corn Belt will already begin seeing some precipitation, mostly in the form of rain, and some snow will probably develop as we get into Tuesday in the northwestern corner of the Corn Belt. The storm system will actually come across the Midwest in three waves. The first one is going to be Monday into Tuesday, and the second wave will probably come in right behind that as we go from Tuesday night into early Thursday. A third wave is likely to begin down in the Delta and move through the eastern Midwest. That will occur late Thursday going into Friday. So we will see precipitation across the entire Midwest most of next week, with the eastern half of the region likely to see the greatest amounts of disruption from persistent precipitation. And some of the moisture totals for the week will be rather significant, with a good chance that some areas will see 1 to 2 and some localized amounts between 2 and 3 inches. Some of the pure model data is even wetter than that. So this will be a significant event and will likely leave us out of the fields for a while longer. It looks like temperatures will be fairly cool here today and tomorrow. It'll warm up a little bit as we get in front of the storm system for next week, and then cool down a little bit as the system moves through the region. We do have frost and freezes out there this morning occurring all the way down into the Tennessee River Basin. Many areas across the Midwest seeing the end of their growing season. The impact on crops, though, has been rather minor because most of the crops are fully mature. We'll expect the cold weather to continue for another day or so, and then we'll likely see the warming take place. The high temperatures today will be mostly confined to the range of 40s and 50s in the eastern Midwest, but some of the western parts of the Midwest will see temperatures in the 50s to near 60 degrees. As we move on out towards the day Saturday and Sunday, we'll see warming take place, but there's a little reinforcing shot of cooler air that will drop into the eastern Midwest for a brief period of time this weekend, so temperatures won't be quite as warm as we'd like to see them, but as we get into the first part of next week, it will certainly look a lot warmer. Monday afternoon highs will run mostly in the 50s and 60s across the region, and that'll be mostly from Missouri into Michigan and points eastward. In contrast, the temperatures at that point will likely be in the 30s in the northwestern Corn Belt. And as we move on into the heart of the storminess next week, we'll see the temperatures continuing to contrast with 30s in the northwestern areas and readings in the 50s and 60s, maybe even a few 70s in the far south. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.